Concerns have been raised about the suitability of a bus service for students with a disability at a school in regional Victoria. A mother at the Ballarat Specialist School says no one can tell her how her 7-year-old son lost his tooth when he was coming home from school on the bus. Another parent says the school used a bus which wasn't accessible for her daughter, who uses a wheelchair. Charlotte King reports.
It's school drop-off time, and on a busy road in the Victorian city of Ballarat, coaches are delivering children to the specialist school. But Rachel Milne's son, Jeremy, is not among them. The mother refuses to put her 7-year-old on the school bus after an unexplained injury earlier this year. At her request, their names and her voice have been changed.
His knee was all swollen up, and then he had a bruise under his chin and a tooth missing. Yeah, he was quite distressed.
The mother contacted the Ballarat Specialist School and was told her 7-year-old son, who has autism and cannot speak, had been playing happily right up until he got on the bus.
I showed him a visual of the classroom and I showed him the visual of the bus, and I asked him where he hurt himself and he tapped on the bus.
Rachel Milne still doesn't know what exactly caused her son's injuries.
And every time we contacted the bus company, they seemed to have a different story about what happened, which made me quite nervous about what actually has happened. And then, yeah, they finally just said that they don't know what happened.
The company involved was part of a police investigation in 2012 after a 66-year-old school bus driver tied up a disabled student with her shoelaces. Rachel Milne says the company's been given a written warning over her son's injury. There are wider concerns about the specialist school's bus service. The department's confirmed revelations that a third of the buses transporting students to and from the school are not wheelchair accessible.
The bus that we had last year, which was the wheelchair accessible bus, it's been replaced with a high-rise coach, which has a turning staircase inside.
Anne Betts is a single mother and lives with her 4 children in suburban Ballarat. Her 14-year-old daughter Ashley has cerebral palsy and sometimes uses a wheelchair.
Her left arm is the only limb that's not affected, and it's the only limb that she has full use. What I couldn't understand, it wasn't as though Ashley's disability was a surprise. It's in a bus out with stairs. To me, it just seemed completely ludicrous.
So what did you do?
I had to carry her onto the bus. And to put it in context, she's more than 3/4 my body weight.
Victoria's Department of Education is responsible for procuring school buses for students, including those with disabilities. It's up to the school to administer the program. The department's confirmed the specialist school's bus routes were changed to cater for higher student numbers and that the changes led to different vehicles being used. Anne Betts.
Ultimately, I don't think it's a very big ask that the buses that are contracted are disability accessible.
Fiona Tipping is a disability advocate in Ballarat.
I just find it incredible that a special school that specialises in disability could actually let this happen. People have this perception of disability being a charity. Well, it's discrimination. It's a human right to be included in society. And this is where it's such an appalling mistake.
Fiona Tipping from Grampians Disability Advocacy, ending that report from Charlotte King.